This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Hayman and Sylvester Incorporated will help you hit an all-time low.
Like, level and like my level's complete. Don't need to follow me, I'm no Bo Peep. Tryna find fake fans that I bread I don't need. Man, I'm not mixed up in a no beef. Keep to myself so I get no grief. Test me, I swing with the left, hitting with the left. Box in the mouth, you be left with no teeth. Who's gonna stop me? No one, can't stop, won't stop. Riding straight to the roadblocks, I'm on the rise, there's no drops. Kick off the doors, pick no locks. Now what if, bro? Been asked to change up my style to fit in and see what's what. I said no, I'd rather be hated for who I am than rated for who I'm not. Bro, I'm not breaking, living in a time that's so frustrating. Spitting clever bars, two heads that are vacant. Everyone's blind to themselves and faking. Living as characters they created. Fake is normal, the world is tainted. Fakers around me, I can't tolerate it. I see man living in a dream, then wake him. Around me is not something you get away with.
Is man hate true to the way they live? If you sit for the words and sieve, you'll see everybody's telling fibs. Flipping lies, lies. We're surrounded by lies. Everybody's telling fibs. Everybody's telling fibs.
Keep it real, stop gassing and fibbing. Don't make out that it happened, it didn't. Stop acting bad, don't act like the villain. You men are liars, it's mad how you're living. Liars! Liar, I don't believe what you say, you're a liar. Please take two steps back from Elijah. I ain't trying to get burnt by the fire. I've been lied too many a times, I've been hurt, I ain't trying to get injured again. You men are like the boy who cried wolf, cause nobody believes the thing that you say. Me and my G's, we eat fake MCs. I beg somebody come bring me a plate. I told the young G's, keep it real. Don't touch Mike if your lyrics are fake. Don't touch Mike if you're talking rubbish. I'm sick of soft boys acting thuggish. Don't tell me about trap trap. You don't trap trap. Please go back to your college. You need knowledge or thick like porridge. I got courage, got tickers like storage. You talk bollocks, you've never been on it. Stop trying to fool me, I'm really not bothered.
Don't know what the thing this is. Man, hate true to the way they live. If you sit for the words and sieve, you'll see everybody's telling fibs. Sipping lies, lies. We're surrounded by lies. Everybody's telling fibs.
Yes, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. How is everyone's Wednesday?
Oh my God, don't even ask about mine. In fact, actually, now that you have asked, I'm having the worst fucking Wednesday in history.
Why?
So I went to the gym last night.
Cool. Keeping up that fitness. I love
exactly,
it.
Yeah. Trying to get that summer body, you get me?
Yeah, love
and
it.
And I always go on the treadmill, do like 5 kilometres on the treadmill, and I put my phone, there's a little ledge on the screen, there's two little ledges, so I put my phone on and I put my wallet on. Well, there's three little ledges, me being one of them, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Because yes. I'm a bit of a ledge. But so anyway,
well, I think after this story you're going to be classed as not a ledge.
No, do you know what, I definitely am a ledge. Okay. Do you know why? For my fucking persistence.
Alright.
Yeah, my perseverance.
Continue.
My tenacity. So anyway, I go to the gym, then I go to Sainsbury's to get some dinner. Then I go home and I think to myself, I'm going to watch a couple of episodes of Luke Cage before I go to the studio with my friend Jay Dragon, who we've had as a guest on the show before.
Yeah.
So when it comes to the time I've got to leave to go to the studio, I've showered and everything.
What time is this?
This is about like midnight.
So you went studios at midnight?
Yeah, yeah, but it was like Hackney Wick, so it was round the corner.
Right.
Okay, so jumped on my bike. I've left my flat and I've realised I've forgotten my wallet. Well, I think I've forgotten my wallet, but I think I don't need money where I'm going to be anyway. Got snacks, got my bike, so I've got transport, but got weed.
You had cash on you and shit?
No, I didn't have cash on me, but I didn't need any. It was all
good.
Oh,
because you had snacks and weed
already. Yeah, exactly. It was all good. So I go to the studio. I come back today. So earlier on today, I was meant to be doing a documentary with another radio station about the local food outlets in my area. Mm-hmm. I had to cancel that because I wake up and I'm meant to be going to shoot this documentary. Can't find my wallet anywhere.
Peak.
So I'm shitting myself. I'm thinking I've got radio after. How am I going to get to radio? So I go to the gym. This is the first thing you do, right?
Yeah.
Retrace your steps. So I go to the gym.
Or you didn't just go to the gym for a little workout quick, to get your mind right.
free up the mind, you know. Yeah. Ones. I didn't know. I went purely to find my wallet, right?
Yeah.
And they I went, I looked on the treadmill, couldn't find it.
Yeah.
And then I persuaded the guy at the desk to check the CCTV.
Right.
Right. So he rings me back. Uh-huh. I'm on my way to the bank by now to cancel my card.
Yeah.
He rings me back and he's like, mate, I've just looked at the CCTV. It looks like you did take your wallet.
Right.
So I'm like, no, what the fuck's going on? So I go to the Sainsbury's, yeah?
Yeah.
I never leave my wallet in Sainsbury's. I've left my phone in there a couple of times. Never left my wallet.
How would you leave your phone in Sainsbury's?
I always put my phone on the side as I'm paying, and then I'll leave, and then I have to come back.
Right.
And it'll always be there.
Alright.
And I come down, I go to the Sainsbury's, I'm like, look, please, please help me find my wallet. These times I'm cutting it really fine. Yeah. Mm. And the manager, he's like, I can't find it. I was like, could you check the CCTV? Reluctantly, he checks. He comes back. He says he can't even see me. So I'm like, so what, am I a fucking vampire or something? I was definitely in here yesterday. Don't tell me you can't find me on the CCTV, because that's a completely different problem now. Now I don't actually exist. This is worse than my fucking wallet.
Yeah, now you're not a human being.
Now, exactly, right? So he's like, I'll check again, but you've got to give me time. Right. I'm like, how long? He's like, oh, a couple of hours. I'm like, bro, can't do it. Sorry, I've got to be on the radio in like an hour and a half. I can't give you time. Please check now. He's like, I'll get one of my team leaders to do it, blah, blah, blah. So then I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm like, do you know what? Fuck it. I have to cancel my cards now. As I'm leaving, I see another guy who's a member of staff at the Sainsbury's. He says he will check the CCTV right there and then. But then I tell him, oh, it was that guy that served me. And then the guy goes to me, oh, yeah, you left your wallet yesterday.
Fuck,
that's not the end of the story. So I'm like, yeah, sick. So where's my wallet? They go and look behind the tills. Can't find my wallet. I'm like, this, fuck you, yeah? Fuck you. Run out of the Sainsbury's. I'm like, just ring me when you find it. Jump on a bus illegally. Couldn't, because I didn't have my Oyster. My Oyster was in my wallet.
Yeah.
So I jumped on this bus. I'm thinking, I've got a tenner on me, right?
How's that guy just going to pop in like that? Like at the end of the conversation.
Just so randomly, mate. But then, listen to this. They
it's quite
can't
impressive
find my wallet.
That you remembered that you forgot your wallet.
Yeah, yeah. So I jump on the bus to Hackney Down Station to just get the train and come here with £10 to my name.
Yeah.
I get a call when I'm on the bus. They're like, we found it. Could you describe the contents of it? So I describe the contents of it. They're like, yeah, cool, it's here. I went and grabbed my wallet, rang a cab on the way back to the Sainsbury's. I was like, meet me outside. It's a getaway, bro. Like, right now, I'm so happy.
Mate, it sounds like quite a sick Wednesday.
No,
yeah,
mate,
quite
it was
fun.
Yeah, but I didn't.
Quite eventful.
Yeah, to be fair, I didn't even need to jump on the treadmill. I was running up and down Mare Street.
Isn't it? You have to go to the gym for a couple of days.
Honestly, mate.
You're all right.
Wow.
So, with Wednesday. That being said, how's your Wednesday going?
Yeah.
Trains to London were cancelled, so I had to go to Grantham and swap. Oh.
Why I order?
I know.
Why
I know.
I order. I had to take little Sam to the vet this morning.
Oh, how come? What's wrong with him?
He's got a cyst in his eye.
Oh shit! Is that quite a common problem among dogs?
I don't know. Really.
Every time, like a friend of mine, a dog owner says they've got to go vet, it's always a cyst.
Yeah.
Always a cyst. More yeah. assist. More. I hear assist more than Ozil. Yeah. There you go.
But yeah, he's. It was just last night. He started looking at me like this with his one eye closed, and it was like bare watery, and I was like, you alright, mate?
Yeah, we haven't even watched the film yet. Yeah. Were you crying already? Yeah, yeah.
And then this morning his eyes just mad red, innit?
Oh,
I was
shit.
Like, fuck, I've got to go vet.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Do you reckon and he's not like having a cheeky spliff while you go to bed?
I think it might be that.
Sam is a bit of a G, you know, yeah, so.
I wouldn't put it past
check
him.
His little basket thing, innit? For Rizzler and
I
that.
I think he dipped my bag last time I was there.
Yeah, yeah. Probably. Probably took a little nug out.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, man. I wouldn't be surprised.
We've got a new producer on the show today.
Mm.
Well, not new to the station, but new to our show.
New to the show. It's the very, very elusive Jacob, a.k.a. Yakub.
That's right.
How you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, man, very well, thank you, man. It's good to have you in the office helping out, man.
Sure, anytime.
Sarah Dibunda is away.
She tells us 3 hours ago. Peak.
Yeah, no, well, to be fair, she told me yesterday.
Why didn't she tell us?
Yeah.
I was randomly bothering her on WhatsApp and she told me.
Nudes.
No, not that again. Not that again.
You're bothering her. Sending nudes.
Just tapping up all the women in my phone book for nudes. No, she's not in today, and neither is Adam.
So
Jacob is representing.
Yes, boy.
And it's tough for Jacob because Jacob's usually sort of committing war crimes around the world and stuff, or preventing war crimes.
I don't speak normally, so
yeah.
Well, not only does he like spend most of his day at FUBAR in the office doing like behind the scenes work, he doesn't speak either
ever.
So it's like that's putting him in the forefront, having to talk. It's and people know he's here now as
don't
well.
Don't put any pressure on him though.
We could have got away with it and just been like, oh, just we could have said nothing.
We could
but
have.
Now we've docked
in it. He dressed in all black as well. Like he thought, if I don't move, they won't be able to see me. He was literally just going to stand against that wall and close his eyes. But then that would be insinuating that he's got dark grey skin.
I think that the jumper he's wearing is pretty grey.
Yeah,
is that black or grey?
It's like very dark grey, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't tell.
It's very fetching, though. We got a packed show for you today.
Ramo.
Absolutely, Ram. Even though Natalie's not in, Jacob's going to be helping us to... it's you two, isn't it? Playing against each other in Play to Win.
Yeah.
We've got Marcelo Spooks coming in. We've also got Sharky Major and Stormin as our very special guests after. And we've got the usual sort of... Bants and stories, really.
Bants!
With a Z on the end.
It was just banter.
Just banter. But we'll get into a song, and then straight after that, we'll talk about a mother who was hauled into an emergency school meeting because her 5-year-old daughter couldn't stop laughing at her teacher's name.
Wait, got
which
a joke.
Is, go on then.
What did the true lad sheep say?
What?
I'm just making it on the spot. She's got it. Abby's got it. What did the true lad sheep say?
I don't want to
What did the true lad...
Bants!
You should have said... Bants!
Bants! It still would have been shit.
It's a sick joke. Are you kidding me?
I'm still cringing.
Bants. You don't even sound like a sheep.
I know, I can't do sheep noises.
Bants. Bants.
This is a whole new low for you.
This is.
Oi, stop putting me down, Reese. You always do that. You always try and put me down.
I always build you up. I love
you. No, you don't. Hate you.
Well, let's get into a song now and you can discuss that for the next 3 minutes. It's FUBAR Radio, Pain and Sylvester.
I hide my face.
Good afternoon, you are listening to FUBAR Radio. This is the Payne and Sylvester Incorporated show, and this is the first case that's been presented to us. So we just got to figure out who the hell we're going to kind of protect in this, represent, should we say. So, a mother was hauled into an emergency school meeting because her five-year-old daughter couldn't stop laughing at her teacher's name, which is Miss Butt. You must be a relation.
Miss Butt.
Priscilla Terumalai. Priscilla Terumalai of Leytonstone, East London, was told by her daughter Annalise that she could not stop giggling whenever she heard her teacher's name. Miss Terumalai later met Miss Butt at a parents' council meeting at Mayville Primary School and told her the story, but said she dismissed it and did not seem bothered. Miss Terumalai, who had to answer for her daughter's naughty titters, said, "When I received a call from the school, I was appalled at how pathetic and petty it was." Other funny teacher names, according to Reddit users, are Mrs. Woman Tree, Miss Teats, Mr. Dix, Mr. Woodcock, Mrs. Titterman. That's good. I like that. Mrs. Titterman. Mr. Hurlbutt, Miss Gaylord, Mr. Lemon. That's not funny.
No.
Mr. Wiener, that is funny. Mr. Burgermeister.
That's quite sick.
That is good. That's a good name.
Did you have any teachers with funny names?
We found it funny then, but we had a teacher called Mr. Gay in secondary school. And we found it funny because I'm not saying all gay people are camp, but he was just the antithesis of camp. He was like, right. He was savage, man.
Yeah.
But then he had like, his name was Mr. Gay. Who else did we have? I think that was it as far as titillating names go, you know?
Yeah. I had a good one. My geography teacher was called, his name was Robert Sandercock. So on his door it said Mr. R. Sandercock.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's incredible.
It was pretty amazing.
That's fucking incredible.
And I don't know if it makes a relevance, but he was gay.
He'd have to be, wouldn't he? Mr. Arsander Cock.
Yeah.
That's good.
It was very good.
That's good.
Robert, if you're listening, respect.
Big ups, man.
I used to have Mr. Beaver.
Big ups your parents as well.
Yeah.
Because the parents are the real G's. They're the real MVPs.
Going, lol.
It's like they knew. It's like they knew. He came out and he's like, oh, hey. And they're like, Robert
Sandercock. Arsandercock. Amazing.
That's incredible. What were you going
to
say, Reese?
Oh, I had one called Mr. Beaver. That was the closest we had to an immature name.
I had a Mr. Dyke one time.
Mr. Dyke.
Not Van Dyke or anything, just Mr. Dyke.
Mr. Dyke.
I think that was about as funny as teachers' names went for me. Mm. Yeah.
Nah.
Good times.
School was fun.
School was very fun, actually. I think you could kind of make a funny word out of anything in school because you were that fucking bored, right?
I still find Miss Butt the funniest out of all of those.
Yeah.
No, Mr. Burgermeister.
No, but that's just kind of sick, I think.
I like her. I like...
Actually, Hurl Butt. I think just Butt is a funny word.
Mr. Dix because of Harambe. So I like to think that all the school kids kind of tease him a little bit when he's walking out of the room.
Dicks out.
Dicks out for Harambe. Dicks out for Harambe. Again, dicks out for Harambe. And then it just goes on for like the whole lesson.
Do you hear that over 10,000 Americans voted for a Harambe to be president?
A dead gorilla?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
But how fucking stupid is that?
Well, they did vote for Donald Trump to be president. Nothing surprises me about Americans
anymore. Over 10,000 people.
Yeah, but those 10,000 votes are a lot better than 10,000 more for Donald Trump, I feel.
It's true.
You never know. They might have gone to... Well, I feel like it would be the younger generation who would have done that. And I think the younger generation tended to vote more for Hillary.
Yeah.
So they probably would have voted for Hillary.
Yeah, had Harambe been alive, I think he would have made a better president than Donald Trump.
At least equal ability.
No, I think better.
Better, yeah.
Much better. Policies would have been amazing.
Would have been nuts.
Would have been bananas.
That was the most deadpan.
Some half asleep.
You're on some lethargic thing today, fam.
Absolutely.
I had to partake in joint activities all on my own before the show.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry about that, man.
So Reese is super, super up high.
Yeah. Look at his eyes.
He's so high.
Do we, in this case, who do we represent?
The kid,
yeah.
Is it the kid? Is it too hard to concentrate when someone has a name as amusing as Miss Butt?
Yo, you can't.
Why Miss is it Butt. Funny?
You can't tell a kid off for laughing at Miss Butt.
I know.
No, we've got a 25-year-old bloke here giggling away at it. You can't tell off a 5-year-old.
He's not even just giggling, he's creasing.
I don't know what it is about that. The word butt just always gets me.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Butt. Butt's a good word for bum.
Butt.
Butt. What? In the butt. What? In the butt.
Oh, funny. Sorry. Sorry for my immature behaviour.
Perhaps she'll get married quite soon. But then she might have a double barrel surname.
What about she? Oh, it would be good.
But then butt would come first, wouldn't it? In a double barrel surname, wouldn't it be the woman's name? Actually, no, I think it would be the... Who cares? Who knows?
I think it normally is.
The woman's name first.
Oh, is it?
I think mine's double-barreled and my mum's name is first.
Okay, cool. That explains it then.
Mm. I don't think it has to be that.
Yeah.
But I think traditionally...
She probably wants to stay single as well with a name like that. Or maybe the husband can take her name.
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Butt.
Mm. Where you get that butt from? Got it from my wife. What?
That was good. I like that one. I like that idea.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. Coming up in a bit, we got Marcello Spooks. I hope I pronounced that right. Is it an Italian C?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
We'll double check.
We're going to run with that for now.
And he can correct me when he comes in. Get in your legal queries.
That's what I was going to say.
I was, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Where can they get in their legal queries to?
Well, they can either email us
at
FUBAR, INC at FUBARradio.com. Good. I haven't done it in so long that I've forgotten it. Yeah. Or they can tweet to us
at
FUBAR Radio.
Yes, boy.
There you are. And if Marcello is up for it, then he'll kind of help you resolve some of your legal issues, legal queries.
As wacky and wonderful as usual, let's get some in.
Yeah, let's see how mad you can take it this time.
Well,
but not too mad.
Not too mad.
Because then we just don't know what to say to you.
And we just go, what?
Because a lot of the time we're just kind of reeling in disgust.
Yeah.
And we can't talk.
Really? In disgust.
Disgust. And then we have to put on like the autopilot. So it's not really us that's talking to you when we've read those foul emails that you send sometimes.
Have we still got that mead in the fridge?
We do, yeah, somewhere.
What?
There's mead?
Yeah, we still got...
There's still mead, yeah. Should we get some?
I never had any of the mead originally.
Oh, yeah, because it was Flynn. Was it Flynn who was on the show and we had mead?
Yes.
Can we crack into it in a bit? We'll crack into it in a little
absolutely,
bit.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
But in the meantime, let's play a joint.
Yeah, let's play a song, and then on the other side of this, we'll get Marcello Spooks in and have a good chinwag with him. It's FUBAR Radio, Painters of Western Incorporated.
To the E that K-I-D till I'm at a man relax. Certain man are chatting and bragging about P that. Leave that, know that I'm man, I don't see that. G-R-I, M to the E that K-I-D till I'm at a man relax. Certain man are chatting and bragging about P that. Leave that, know that I'm man, I don't see that. G-R-I, M to the E, Lewisham boy, B-L-U-E. Southeast stand like N-O-V. Don't really know that I'm a young G. R-I, M to the E, Lewisham boy, B-L-U-E. Southeast stand like N-O-V. Don't really know that I'm a young G. Certain man I've been talking about, yes, but rotted. My man must have been dreaming. You must have lost your mind like your head got chopped when man a man sleeping. Heard certain man have been chatting, I don't like me. Bun that, it's not a thing, rude boy. Show man down with a skibby dibby this, skibby dibby dibby that, rude boy. Man, I might come true with a skibby dibby this, skibby dibby that. Man, I got bars on the back, if it in a that. If you wanna war with a man, then I'm in a that. You don't wanna get deep into that, nah. Might come true like bar. Ready to bury any brother with a bars. If he's chatting off, like a man lost, like take off. Should have thought twice, you're winning try bar. Fight on a beat like a Rick Ross intro. Hitman with a right hook, that's Klitschko. Anybody try get popped like Vimto. Smash man's head off the window. Blah, blah.
I tell your wife, go low like limbo. Smash man's head with a kimbo. Slap, slap, no time for a gringo. Touch when I mind get left with a blue tape. Rude boy, better watch your mouth like toothache. You could be Superman. I'll mess up your chest like Doomsday. Out for the crown like Tuesday. Man, I went and got sent back from the crusade. Married to the game like a runner, but I went and slap man Jack Dagger out there for the bouquet. G-R-I, M to the E, that's K-I-Z till I'm a man's relax. Certain man are chatting and bragging about P that. Leave that, know that I'm man, I don't see that. G-R-I, M to the E, that's K-I-Z till I'm a man's relax. Certain man are chatting and bragging about P that. Leave that, know that I'm man, I don't see that. G-R-I, M to the E, Lewisham boy, B-L-U-E. Southeast stand like N-O-V. Don't really know that I'm a young G. R-I, M to the E, Lewisham boy, B-L-U-E. Southeast stand like N-O-V. Don't really know that I'm a young G. I got a one line flow like binary. Didn't really cut that rhyme, did he? Bare time, man, a 16, 6G. Man, I rip scenes, get top like split screens. What with the rhythms I drop? Everyone's back to the tingles pop. Everyone's got bare time for a off. But for your mum and your world, go shop. I ain't got no debt like a Lannister. Don't snow, I can never conform. Tell them that winter is coming. And I'm a blood clot, no storm. I make a girl bend over high jump. When I'm on a ting, man, I lose it. Why from? I'm losing my mind. R. Kelly with a grind and I might bomb. Let me borrow this one from Ghost. Back from the dead like Kanan. Shot to your system, Raiden. I'm the guy that your mumsy wants to take your sister to the prom on a Friday. Punchlines knock man out just like Friday. I'll teach a man just like Marcus. You didn't really get that bar if you didn't go to Crofton Park where the dogs is. You didn't really bar with the bar is. Big man still get bar with the bar is. They don't wanna play with a bar master. When I wanna look at the mic, they ain't faster. Bow. G-R-I, M to the E, that's K-I-Z till I'm man relax. Certain man are chatting and bragging about P that. Leave that, know that I'm man, I don't see that. G-R-I, M to the E, that's K-I-Z till I'm man relax. Certain man are chatting and bragging about P that. Leave that, know that I'm man, I don't see that. G-R-I, M to the E, Lewisham boy, B-L-U-E. Southeast stand like N-O-V. Don't really know that I'm a young G. R-I, M to the E, Lewisham boy, B-L-U-E. Southeast stand like N-O-V. Don't really know that I'm a young G.
We'll help you hit an all-time low.
Later come back shine insufficient fun, yo, get to that. every night before I could sleep. Find a ticket, win a lottery, scoop the pearls up from the sea, cash them in and buy you all the things you need. Every night before I rest my head, see those dollar bills go swirling at my bed. Money, buy you things you never had. Oh, baby, it would mean so much to me. Oh, baby, to buy all the things you need. Babe, I'll buy you a jet plane, babe. Get you on a high plane to a jet stream and take you through the stratosphere and check out the planet Flynn and take you down deep where it's hot, hot in Arabia, baby, then cool, cold, you feel the snow and we'll
it's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR. I just want to apologise for that minor technical difficulty we had earlier on.
What has happened?
You might have had some silence, about 15 seconds of silence. That was
sounds
something.
Like a new pop boy band. 15 seconds of silence.
That would be a great name coined for a pop boy band, especially if they lived up to the name.
In it.
But anyway, yeah, sorry, apologies for that, sincere apologies for that. Yeah, but it does mean you got to listen to some good music.
It got so fire in here, we just broke the desk.
We are joined by our first very special guest of the day in the form of Marcello Spooks.
Hey. Yes. Yes, boy.
Thanks for having me.
He's been in here for a while and he's been like literally shitting himself that he wasn't going to get to speak because he didn't think the mics were working.
I was hoping we were about to go on a session, to be honest. Kicking the radio and going for a drink. I thought that's what was about to happen, but whatever.
Yeah, we are back, thankfully, man. How are you, sir?
I'm very good, thank you.
Have I pronounced Marcello? Marcello. It is Marcello. Marcello
Spooks. Is that your actual name?
Yeah, my name is Marcello. Spooks is an old tag of mine that I carried along with me into today.
But Marcello.
Is that Italian?
Italian, Italian. My dad's Italian, my mum's Greek, so I've got a nice little mix. Marcello Spooks. So I'm moving. But
Where did you do like most of your sort of growing up? Was that
Most of my growing up in North London, Wood Green.
Yeah,
yes, boy, same.
And yeah,
Stroud Green School.
I went to Old Street when I was about 17. I was there for about 3 years, and then I went over to uni.
Okay.
I was in uni out of London in a place called Exeter. I don't know if you know.
We had some good times in Exeter.
So 3 years, obviously there, and then I just came back, and I'm in Canning Town now, East. Been there for about 4 years now. So
fair play.
I'm really happy there. I like the East side of London a lot.
Yeah.
I'm happy there. You know, I'm just moving forward from there.
And when the pursuit of lyricism started
for me? It started very early.
Yeah.
I think it was born out of that typical kind of story, frustration, single parent family. I was angry. I began writing hate songs, like rock songs about my mom,
right?
Which she one day found, I remember, in some black book. She was not happy at all. But then it evolved. To be honest, I watched 8 Mile from it. I was about 13 when I saw it, and then I kind of realized that was the realm that I wanted to step into. And so I was young, you know, I've been writing for a long time. In terms of taking it seriously and really trying to like execute projects with a business head on, since I left uni, man. And even now, always pushing, always growing, really just trying to get my head behind putting things out which work, you know what I mean, working in our climate, because I spent too long making that music, which was music for me, music that made me, my family, my friends hype. But you know, I really wanted to try and create a sound which would which appealed to a mass audience.
Okay.
So that's what I've been working on.
Yeah.
Also, I always stay stay true to where I come from, which is, you know, that I don't want to say grime and restrict it with that genre, but that grimy sound, that London sound is what I try and stay, not London, but you know what I mean, the real authentic sound. I try and stay true to that with through any type of music I do. If I dip into another type of sound, I always try and bring that through as well.
Absolutely. So, yeah. We've got a single at the moment, Boom.
Boom. That's actually one of my favourite words.
Boom.
Yeah.
I say it a lot.
Yeah, it's got a lot of it's got a lot of different pronunciations in it. It's like boom, boom,
boom.
All right, boom. Listen, yeah. If a man says "all right, boom" at the beginning of a sentence, you know you're about to hear the deepest story of all time. All right, boom,
boom.
Yeah, all right,
shit.
Exactly. Yeah. Who died, bro? Who died? Man, just. It's non-related to me, is it? All right, boom, boom. But all right, boom. We want to get into your single straight away. Without further ado, can we do that? Because you've got a freestyle prepared for us.
Yeah, I wrote something. I like to, when I come on these shows, I like to kind of just create something from scratch and just show my kind of appreciation for bringing me on.
Exclusive.
Yeah, well, before we get into that, we're going to get into Boom or Boom.
This is Boom, produced by Louis White and my boy RVPH. It's a banger. Shouts to Cyan Anderson, who premiered it. This is FUBAR 8.
Yes, boy.
I don't know who these man on the whip on my left think that they're listening to. When my DJ's mixing it up, wind down the window, turn out the volume. I don't wanna hear no ifs or buts about my mum left me 3 missed calls. You better text your mum and tell her right now my man's blazing a tool. Okay, boom, tell a big man made room. I don't wanna hear you rap about this and that, your mixtape too. Or your move, two-tune car move. 2 blue ticks on a WhatsApp chat, never had no time for a waste man move. Bury man 6 feet deep in a tool. You can't chat a man about rules. You ain't never made no grand. We never been gang, gang, gang. Well, you know about Axe FM, back when it began with a boss like Pabs, I am. Put out the frying pan, that's Gauchos, and I got a steak Diane. Knocking out grams in a box like Bandila White on the floor and the palm of my hand. Rap, all they ever do is talk enough chat. Wanna play tunes on Ox, are you mad? Cyan sets coming on at 10, and I don't wanna hear your brethren's new track. I don't wanna hear you talking like that. Get out here, we'll call the way back, 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 back.
Right now.
Okay, boom, tell a big man made room, boom. I don't wanna hear you rap, boom. Your mixtape do, boom. Boy, you move too soon, car move, boom, boom. Tell a big man made room, boom. I don't wanna hear you rap, boom. Your mixtape do, boom. Boy, you move too soon, car move. Man, won't chat about girls and guns and money and drugs, but you don't do none. Sitting at yard on your PS3, boy, you need to upgrade, go get a new one. Sign my mind, I you step last time, bought prep was boxing day with your mum. The line don't bang, just go get a job and focus on making a loot them in a month, that's real. And I got a couple shooters on the hill. Killed in the cannon town, everyone's real. Anyone text them, blood gets spilled. It's been stressful getting to the top still. Me, I gotta grind hard to move for the fam. I just wanna put keys in mom's hand. Dad left me a boy that may be a man. Age 13, my first AC fan. Won't rap about yelling guns, but loud attack, you're a family man. Man, don't push no plates or weights. Only thing, man, push is pramps. Nowadays, all they do is chat. All I'm gonna do is show you how it all happened, it was planned. I was in the ends with the pots and the pans. Now I'm in the bends with the blonde from Milan. All they ever do is talk enough chat. Wanna play tunes or not, so you mad. Cyan sets coming on at 10, and I don't wanna hear your brethren's new track. I don't wanna hear you talking like that. Get out here, we'll call the way back, 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 back. Okay, boom, tell a big man made room, boom. I don't wanna hear you rap, boom. Your mixtape do, boom. Boy, you move too soon, car move, boom, boom. Tell a big man made room, boom, boom. I don't wanna hear you rap, boom. Your mixtape do, boom. Boy, you move too soon, car move.
Yes, that was Boom by Marcello Spooks, who's joining us in the studio right now. That's out on the 21st, yeah?
It's been out, yeah, on the 21st.
Came out. Jesus Christ, I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've gone past the 21st. That was out on the 21st.
Yeah, of October, so.
Of October, exactly.
So it's out now, you can go have a listen. The video's out as well, Graham Daily.
I say, now I'm stuck in the past. I'm living like it's August or something. It's crazy.
Yeah, I love that.
Oh yeah, thank you, brother.
Yeah,
thank
good. Louis White is a legend. He's a genius.
Yeah, I was with him last night. Actually.
Yeah, good dude. That we have some legal queries. So as you know, we are a law firm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't know that.
It was an obvious by the office. The law. The many leather bound books in the corner, and
the guys suited up.
Yeah, exactly. Right. We have people coming in. We have an amnesty, and people just send in, emails imploring us for our legal counsel. And once we have a special guest such as yourself, we ask, we beg and plead with them to get involved, because four heads are better than three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, in fact, in this case, five are better than four. So if you'd like to help us resolve a couple of queries.
Of course.
And then we can get into your
restart.
Right. Awesome.
From Rose.
Harry. Hey, Rose.
Hi, Payne and Sylvester. My boyfriend wants him to be my advent calendar and suck his penis for the same number of minutes as the day. December the 1st, 1 minute. December the 2nd, 2 minutes, and so on. He also told me I can't buy an actual advent calendar because I've been a naughty girl and deserve only one. How do I persuade him that sucking his dick isn't the same as eating chocolate?
With great difficulty.
Yeah. Ah, mad. See, that's another one. It's like, it's so ridiculous. It's hard to answer.
Yeah.
No, there's no legal.
There's nothing legal.
Well, maybe you've got to convince him that. Maybe you've got to convince him that sucking his dick is like eating chocolate, and just buy it. And then after day one, he's not going to be asking for a day two.
Just go buy him bad chocolate.
Not just, if she doesn't want to do it, she just bite his dick on day one.
Oh, bite it.
Yeah.
I thought you said buy it.
Because he's convinced, he's trying to convince her that
sucking dick is the same as eating chocolate.
So she needs to treat sucking dick like eating chocolate.
So if she just tries to actually munch his dick like it's chocolate,
he's not going to want a day two.
Or she says, okay, but I want like a cunnilingus one, you know? So
true.
You're going to have to eat me out every day for how long it is on the.
That's true. That sounds fair, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
Quid pro quo.
Give to receive.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can kill
Christmas is all about it. That's the magic of Christmas.
Just 69, two birds with one stone, bang.
That's true.
Easy.
Yeah, yeah.
Quick.
Fuck it. 69.
Bang.
There's your answer.
Rose.
Aight then.
You're cured, babes. Alright, let's do another one. Let's do another one and let's get into your freestyle. Alright, Chloe from Bedford.
Alright, Chloe from Bedford.
Hi, Payne and Sylvester. I have this nervous laugh that sounds like a horse with Tourette's rolling down a hill. That's how my new boyfriend describes it. This is where the problem is. I get nervous around my new man, and until he stops taking the piss out of me, I won't be able to control my nervous laugh. What do I do? Is there any legal action I can take?
Sounds like you're having a mare.
Whey!
Yay! My favourite was the way Jacob just looked at me. He didn't even say that, he just went out.
He's done that because he was going to make the same joke.
Yeah, no, he made it in his head, because you know Jacob never speaks. So he made that same joke word for word in his head, in the same voice as me as well. Like he was literally, where is that coming from? And he looked at me and I was saying what he was thinking at the same time. Brilliant. I went to watch Fantastic Beasts the other day.
Oh yeah, same.
And there's a bit, you know the bit when he drinks the giggle water?
Yeah.
And he goes, he drinks and he's like, ha ha!
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
It literally makes you giggle. It makes you like laugh out loud when you do a shot.
I've not seen this film yet.
And she just it's actually really good. It just kind of reminded me of that.
I kind of forgot what her thing was.
It's a laugh of a horse with Tourette's.
Right.
I think was it a horse with Tourette's rolling down a hill? I don't know what the fuck that sounds like.
It doesn't sound like she's in a stable condition.
Hey! I've never met a horse with... Like, what the fuck does a horse with Tourette sound like? That's got to be a talking horse.
What, a horse that just says, fuck, shit, cunt?
Yeah, by accident.
Yeah, maybe.
Who knows?
Chloe?
have you got another half, Michello? A fairer half?
A lady?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got someone there.
What
that was so cute. Yeah, I got somewhere.
What's her laugh like?
She's got a nice pleasant laugh, actually. Yeah? But I've met a few girls with laughs that take me back, but
take you back to where? A dark place. I don't want to talk about it.
The one that always gets me and I can't get over it is the snort. Once I hear the snort, I can accept it, but it just really surprises me every single time.
I did a massive snort the other day. No, I'm not going to lie to you. I was with my ex-girlfriend, who we're still really good friends.
So we were doing these little stupid videos, like pretending we were still a couple and just going around and going, oh, I love you, bae, and all that. And she said something really funny at one point, and I did proper, like, loud.
I think you're in love.
No, no, of course I still love her. Of course I still love her. She's my ex-girlfriend.
Those videos look too, like, it's like, oh, we pretending to be in love.
Do you know when the last time I saw her was?
When?
Like, literally, like, months ago.
Like, that's not that. Like a definitive time.
And I ain't seen one of my ex-girlfriends in 3 years. In fact, I've not seen her once since we split up.
That's because you've killed all your ex-girlfriends, Reece. They're all dead. You notice how I didn't deny that, or
you notice how he didn't deny it, should I say, and we just kind of just carried on.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. I don't quite know what to suggest. You can't change a laugh. I snore terribly. Women have left my flat to go home in the middle of the night because I snore so loudly. So I can understand how the emitting a certain noise would really, really put someone off.
Well, he hasn't, I don't know, he isn't. Oh, he does take the piss out of her.
Yeah. And you can have elocution lessons, so people can make
laughing.
I was going to say, can you reckon there's some sort of course you can go on to change your laugh? Yeah.
Maybe.
But laughing's so, it's such a reflex, isn't it? You don't think before you do it.
It's not a, she's not laughing because something's funny. She's just giggling uncontrollably.
She's nervous.
Because she's nervous.
Have you seen the first episode of Black Mirror, the new series?
No.
Well, in the first series, it's a 5 minute sequence of this woman making up fake laughs.
Oh, right, right.
It's to appease certain situations in which laughs would be necessary, and it kind of reminded me of that. So maybe just make new laughs.
Yeah, just practice.
Yeah, practice new laughs.
Like,
or just try and laugh from the belly more. Like a good belly chuckle is always. I enjoy a good
Muttley,
belly chuckle.
The wacky Muttley.
Oh yeah,
that's such a new laugh.
Do one of those. That'll scare your boyfriend.
What's your laugh like?
I don't know.
It's just like a ha 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 ha. It's a proper middle class. Yeah. It's like a ha ha.
Jolly good.
Why am I? Apparently I'm just like the most middle class person to these people.
He is.
Well, I'm not sure what makes us so different.
He moved from. You grew up in like the Green Lanes area.
Yeah, well, I grew up in Wood Green.
Yeah, then he moved to Brighton.
Yeah, against my demands.
Yeah, then he moved to
against my
North West London. Then he moved to Fulham. Now he lives in Angel.
But to be fair, you're
so middle class, bro.
Wait, you live in, where do you live?
Live in Hackney all my life. Go on, say something.
Yeah,
you didn't think so.
I was actually asking where you live. I kind of forgot for a sec.
Hackney, straight up in Diddy Down all my life. It's getting gentrified now. Yeah, you know
I'm
what I mean?
So sorry.
Ain't no gentrifying my town, right? Ain't no gentrifying my town.
Pints are still £2.50 where Reece is from.
£2.15, bro.
There you go.
I'm going to leave Islington and move somewhere like shit.
Kensington.
Just Kensington?
Yeah.
Nah. Fuck you guys.
And we're meant to be helping. What's
I don't
her name
care
again?
About Chloe.
And your shitty laugh.
Like, I want to hear our exclusive freestyle.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, let's wrap it up for Chloe. And I personally quite like your idea of maybe her practicing various different laughs and falling on one. Maybe Eddie Murphy's got a good laugh. Check out Eddie Murphy. He's like,
yeah, actually, I once had a teacher, and in detention, he played an hour-long compilation of people's laughs.
No way.
Yeah. I say probably invest in that tape and then you can just pick one from there, like a catalogue of laughs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
And if all else fails, like I said, go for Eddie Murphy's because he's got the greatest laugh of all time. Eddie Murphy or Muttley from Wacky Races. So it's either or one of those is your new laugh.
All right.
Cool.
Get into this.
Yeah, let's do it. So, right about now, Marcello Spooks, our very special guest, is about to jump a fast freestyle ever in these offices.
So
I'm going to let you take it away.
Yo, so this is produced by Louis White. My name is Marcello Spooks. Shouts to everyone in the Fuga building for having me. Can we have the up in my headphones a little bit? This one's fresh. Hey, turn up a little bit of my headphones if you can. Hey, can I bring this up? Yeah. And shouts to my waivers. Marcello Spooks in the building. Hey, yeah, look.
Too many man want hype and gas, but I sat back and I analysed facts. Chat though, you ain't never been inside the bank. So many side man trying to act like trap. Man phone with a deal, then I buy a batch and pick it up right now like Dynacap. I ain't hiding behind a pad. We go web to the streets like Spider-Man. I'm on a wave, gang, gang, gang to the grave. You ain't with a G-code safe. OBH back then I had an all black blade. Popped off with the courts at Turnpike Lane. Pain, didn't have dough for a train. So I ran around the block with the flow and the flame. Brother, what? Do it for the love, not a name. Late nights in the studio. Ain't nothing changed but a yard of my own and a car of my own and a girl from the TV screens. Living on Barking Road with the plants on grow, but now I can't sleep in peace. If it ain't Jimbo screaming at the window, then it's probably gonna be the sound of police. But I said, Jimbo, if it ain't a pink, no, I ain't trying to air that. Allow me, please. Boy, I'm on gas mark 6, yeah. I can't break cause the cats won't fix, yeah. Control 8 second, that's the risk. But when I'm on a track, move NASCAR quick enough. Man, want to spend hours in the bars and the powers that I craft. But all they wanna talk about is whips. Even if I had a travel car and a Barbie on my arm, all they wanna do is talk outfits. But I change clothes like women. You ain't been in the cars that I've driven. You don't deal in the cars that I'm winning. Sideman can't trump man like Clinton. Painting one, give me brain, I'm billing. Champagne campaign, man, still spilling. OG prayers and a strength, still lemon. And we all came from a humble beginning. Fam, how you feeling? I'm chilling. Still no time for a catch up. Booting gas when I wax up. Usain Bolt on a tracker. Killing with a pop, 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 pop. Killing with a rap man's back up. In the flagship, man, throwing down anchors. They're in the cells, looking for deals bankrupt. Back then when I had a black aqua. Now I'm in aqua. Oyster shampoos. Pop, 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 pop. Dead it. Man, one chat contract, I'm like shredded. Man's got shots to cut, but no edits. Man's got boxes out, I'm like FedEx. My left fist connects like McGregor's. I take risks, but then I break records. Lightweight, brush them off, they're just jealous. A hand from writing these letters. Still, yo, I've got a brethren locked up in a 4x4 cell. Yeah, in jail doing time for a crime I can hardly spell. I've got pain in my brain and my heart, dog, can't you tell? Yo, if they catch man, then I move to Spain when I'm going on bail, that's real. Stack them racks, get bills. If my app flash, get killed. I don't wanna do no dirt with them. If pigs catch them, they'll squeal. I'm... Yo, that's me, Marcello Squeeze.
Oi, 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 oi!
Shouts to the Fubar team. Hey, hey, hey.
Yes, boy. Shouts to you. Marcello Spooks in session. And literally, that was the first ever freestyle we've had. So thank you so much for
pleasure.
That.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Man, no problem at all. And thank you for helping us resolve these queries. Mm,
yes.
Before you go, let people know where they can find you. I've just found you on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let people know about all your handles, where they can find out about forthcoming music shows and whatnot.
Yeah, so my name is Marcello Spooks. You can find me like Marcello Spooks on the Instagram, the Facebook. I'm everywhere. I'm on YouTube. I'm working with Graham Daly selectively with a lot of my upcoming releases, so you can see me on there. And yeah, man's moving a bit selective now, innit? So I just do certain things that I really need to do. Do you get me? I'm not everywhere like that, but you can see there's a lot of good music about to come out. It's all prepared. Everything's ready to go, so
wicked.
I'm just here trying to make an impact.
We're new fans, man, so we'll be supporting, man.
Blessings,
make sure you
blessings.
Pass back through the offices whenever you can, and
thank
just keep
you,
sending
you.
Us new music, my brother.
Respect you, respect.
Awesome.
Cheers.
Sick. So we're gonna get into Play to Win after this. You're on Fubar Radio, it's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. And it's getting all my fucking disco in here, baby!
Bang!
Yeah.
Two steps above.
show where ultimately Plato wins. Please put your hands together for the queen of kids retro game shows,
Little Pagan
Pain.
You're the prettiest queen I've ever seen.
Thanks, man. Yo, so basically, I am games master today. My lovely assistant Jacob is going to be keeping score. And as you know, since the game has been revamped, it is now 2 points up for grabs with every question.
Boom.
Ooh. Not one, but two points.
You know how to treat us, don't you?
I do.
2 points.
You get a point for the artist and you get a point for the title.
We should have done this a long time ago.
We should have indeed. We should have. But, you know, you always sell more when you put new and improved on the packet, don't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
If it's perfect from the beginning, it stays that way. But you've got to have some, you know.
Got it.
Improvements made.
So what numbers are we?
Right, so Jacob, my lovely assistant, is pointing to your buzzers now. Reese is number one, if you'd like to test yours.
Reese. Researching.
Okay.
Very normal.
Yeah. Harley.
Harley Sylvester.
Why are they so
I'm waiting for a curse word.
Isn't it? We're missing that, so that's why.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Penis.
Yeah.
Sorry, just said
add a word. Just add a word of your choice when you press your button.
Dick cum. Bull sack.
Right, okay. So that means, does that mean they're starting from five, yeah?
Who does?
As in the song choices.
Nine.
Nine?
Number
they're starting from nine. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Right. So without further ado.
I can kind of, yeah.
Can you? Right, without further ado, I'm just going to put it under here. Here's the first question.
Research it.
Stop it.
I don't know how to.
Press it again.
Oh.
I know this.
Oh, I know this, wait. I'm going to have to sing the whole entire song.
I'm going to give you...
I'm going to have to pass it over.
Is it Stay Another Day?
It is indeed. Yeah. By...
This is the part. Stay... Shit, I don't know.
Have a guess. No. It was E17.
I knew it was.
That's a point for Harley. E17 actually being the postcode in Walthamstow, from which is where they grew up, I think. Either that or they're begging it. Number two.
Harley Sylvester.
Is it Bruno Mars?
It is.
Lazy Song.
It is indeed.
That's another 2 points for Harley.
Jeez. All right. You're doing
this
well.
It's going to be one of them days.
We haven't given our guesses at the
You haven't, have you? It's a weird one this week.
Okay, so...
I had to choose, because you know me, I like to kind of choose...
Okay, so I'm thinking Far Away Places Day.
No.
Because of like E17 and Mars.
No. with those two songs... You need to think of the song rather than the artist's name.
Is it like Come Round Mine and Do Nothing All Day? Day.
That's not too far off. You're getting warm.
Okay.
You're getting warm. Let me just figure out what number I'm actually Three. On. Three.
11,
yeah.
11.
Okay, cool. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. I know this.
Harley Sylvester.
It's Cypress Hill.
It is.
Hits from the Bong.
It's not Hits from the Bong.
Shit.
Fuck. I Wanna Get High?
No.
Oh! No, I don't know.
Insane in them. No.
I'm afraid not.
No. What is it?
Proof that all their songs sound the same. Only joking. it was actually We Ain't Going Out. Ain't Going Out Like That. Yeah.
Okay. So
that's a point for Harley for guessing Cypress Hill.
Ain't Going Out. Lazy Song. E17. Is it like Netflix and Chill Day?
No.
Okay.
Reese?
Go out and get up to mischief.
No. You were close before. You're getting colder. What am I on? 13.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. You ready for the next one? Fingers on buzzers. Wait, that's the wrong one.
You missed, yeah.
Yeah, I missed one. So ignore that.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, good. Yeah, try this one.
Not going out, not staying. Is it Lee Mack from the Lee Not Going Out?
There you go, it is. We just give him 2 points for that because...
I don't know who the bit's from his show, from yeah. Not Going Out. That's all I know.
Yeah, it is. It was sung by a Frank Sinatra impersonator. Yeah, it wasn't even the real Frank Sinatra. It was sung by a Frank Sinatra impersonator. But we'll give you the full 2 points for that because I can't remember the cunt's name.
Okay, stay in and do nothing.
Close. Should we get? I'm thinking.
No, not yet.
There's a bit more. There's a bit more.
With a loved one.
No, but staying in is definitely the first part of the theme.
Stay in. And sleep?
No.
Damn it.
Right, now it is time for this one.
Oh, yeah, I still don't know it.
You must know this.
No.
I can't believe it.
Is it Blue?
No.
Is it Seal?
No.
Okay, don't know then.
Would you like to hazard a guess?
Boys to Men?
No. Close!
I still don't know.
Sure?
Yeah.
Alright, it was Don't Leave Me by Blackstreet. You remember that song?
Nope.
When you say you love me, it don't mean nothing if you can't.
Have you been through some breakups, mate?
I have. I've been through a lot of breakups, mate. You know when you dip your biscuit in your tea? And it breaks up. Loads of those.
Right, you next play one. These songs and just cry about
it. Basically. Fingers on buzzers.
Harley Sylvester.
It's The Clash, should I say or should I go?
It is indeed. 2 points for Harley with that one. Would you like to hazard a guess at the day?
Should I stay in or should I go out day?
No.
Stay at home day.
Alright, like I said, that is the first part of the theme, so bank that. But I'll give you another clue.
Give us another clue before the next round.
Yes, okay. Right, you ready?
Yeah.
Harley Sylvester.
Wretch, Don't Go.
Yes. 2 points for Harley there. Hazard a guess? Oh, right, the clue is... So, stay in...
Yeah.
...because of something.
The weather outside is frightful.
Is that what you think it is?
Nope.
Am I being an idiot?
What, now or in general?
Now.
Oh, right, okay, now no. In general, yeah, always.
All right, cheers. stay in...
Yeah.
And...
No.
Wait. Stay in... Door... I don't fucking know.
How's the guess?
Don't leave...
Like I said, it's a reason. That's why I said no to Anne. So it's because...
Stay in because I'm tired, Dave.
No.
Okay.
Stay in because Reese.
I haven't done my laundry and I can't go out in my pyjamas.
Afraid not. That's a bloody good reason though, mate. What number is it?
16.
Cool. Ready? Fingers on buzzers.
Harley Sylvester.
Sam Smith.
Yeah.
Stay With Me.
Yeah. 2 points there for Harley. What's the score? What are the scores? Is Harley running away with it?
Yeah, 10-2.
Yeah.
Bomba clat.
Stay in because
I don't want to lose you.
Stay in because...
What is the main reason people usually cite for...
Reason...
For staying in.
Stay in because I can't afford to go out.
No.
Because I'm lazy.
No. That's the real reason.
Okay.
Because I've got crippling anxiety.
Stay in because I don't want to go out day.
No. Nah. All right, we'll keep moving. We'll keep it moving. You ready?
Yeah, not got a clue.
No idea.
That was Stay by Shakespeare's sister.
Right.
Okay. This one, if you know this one should give it away. Okay. Especially the sort of opening couple of lines of the song.
Sing them.
Is this the bonus or not?
No, this is number 10. You pretty much already won it, Harley.
No, number 9.
Oh, right. Wait, this is number 9?
Yeah.
No, it's not. That was number 9. Shakespeare's sister was number 9.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Wait, that means...
Yeah, 18, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, right.
Very short intro, I'm afraid.
Just one chord.
He pretty much starts singing instantly. Listen to the voice. Who does that sound like?
Chaz and Dave.
Yeah, I was going to say something like that.
C6 Steve.
Uh-uh. Older than that. Well, not older, but... actually, probably older. C6 Steve's not as old as he looks.
George Formby.
In between the two.
I don't know.
Incredible. Have you got his latest mixtape?
Yeah, man. Slave.
Shout out Link Up TV for that.
For that new George Formby. Jeez. Yo, that on that you can jump.
Harley's trying to concentrate. Reese is just being disruptive now.
I'm just trying to.
Is that my school report?
Wait, have you got like the song on the system? I think that's better.
That kind of defeats the object.
Yeah, guessing the song.
We're both in the same position. Neither of us.
You won anyway.
Listen, well, to be fair, your time's up anyway. So I'm going to tell you who it is. It was the Smiths with "Frankly, Mr. Shankly." Okay. Now, do you know what "Frankly, Mr. Shankly" is about, or what the lyrics are?
No.
Anything to do with Eminem?
No.
No.
It's basically about a guy, obviously Morrissey,
yeah,
calling up his boss and saying he doesn't want to work there anymore.
That's a clue. Not a very good one.
Stay because I don't want to go to work.
Day.
Stay because I don't want to go to work day.
Kind of. So you're avoiding work.
Because I want to twag it.
Staying in because you're staying.
You're avoiding work, but what is usually the
staying because I called in sick day.
No, what's the antithesis of that though?
Staying because I fake being sick day.
Because I am sick.
No, the antithesis of being sick.
Being healthy day.
Yeah.
Staying because I'm healthy day.
Yeah, I know. I know, right?
No. No.
Mate, that is the day today. Seriously, stay in because you're well day.
Wow.
I think we should give him a point apiece for that.
Yeah.
No.
Just play the bonus.
Keep your fucking
bonus.
Point.
Do you know what it was? Do you know what other fucking choices you had? Do you want to know? You had National Moose Day.
Yeah,
for fuck's sake. No, as in, not the animal.
The chocolate moose.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
All our hair moose.
See, I'd have got that.
All I could think of was "I'm Horny" by Moose T. And then there was literally nothing else. And then there was Square Dancing Day yesterday.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cut an idea.
That's line dancing. Isn't it? What's the difference between square dancing and line dancing?
One's in a square, one's in a line. That's honestly.
Yeah, it's probably the difference, actually, yeah. You're probably right. Well, anyway, even though Harley's won that, there's a chance for you to get some more points with the bonus
question. Ready?
I've been.
I swear.
Whoa.
Oh, had to distort it.
Another burst.
I know this. Oh, fuck, I do know this. If I'd actually heard. If I
heard the song with all the lyrics and saw a picture of the artist, I'd know this one.
I fucking know this.
Tell me, I know it.
I've been.
I swear.
Who's the artist?
Oh, fuck off.
I hate this game.
Gonna have to count
wait,
down.
Wait.
Gonna have to give you only 10 more seconds.
Okay.
Five more
seconds. Oh, I can't fucking remember. It's gonna really piss me off as well.
It was Spaceship by Kanye West.
I knew that.
Fuck. Yeah. Funny story about that song. So, Odin, who is both of our DJs actually, he. We used to work at a streetwear store, and he didn't really get on with the one of the bosses, and they'd had various arguments. So, you know, the one of the opening lines of the song is, "If my manager if my manager insults me again, I'm gonna be assaulting him." Odin put that line of the song and just kept looping it. And it was just playing out throughout the whole store. It was brilliant. Much props to Odin.
Shout out for Odin.
That. Yeah. For threatening someone using the medium of music. We're going to get into some more music right now, and then straight after, we should be helping you out with more legal queries. It's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
I like being there in a place that I know where everybody knows my name. I like knowing where I stand, sticking to a plan, and I don't really like much change. I got a routine similar to Pauline Fowler's. Know what I mean? I like a chat with the neighbours, a flick through the paper, a snack and a nice cup of tea. Yeah, I'm talking £1.20 on a patty from Brenda. Youngers, rolling through the ends like Avengers. Drunk Delroy on an 8-day bender. Might call Rezzy, might go pick a Benza. I go past Watford, I pack that parcel. 10 years, still 4 pubs in my bar crawl. Same old row with Raj in a shop. He's a West Ham boy, I'm in love with the Arsenal. Grass ain't greener, the ain't either. Don't kid yourself. I'ma settle down with a bird from Boots. You can keep your Latino girls. Cause I like what I know and I fear what I don't. And I ain't on my own. If I wanted an adventure, I'll sit in my yard, watch a bit of Game of Thrones. Oh.
Offends where nobody knows my name. Cause I like to know where I stand on a night. Cause if things don't go my way, I might say I'm a bit of a boat down these bits. I could take that Richard that he's with, but I don't, cause I know his mate's sister. Bless her, she bought me a Boss shirt from Bista. I wanna get served, not served up. Going uptown, that's murder. If it's cheap, then how can you knock it? Go betting them, I don't put me hand in me pocket. Stop it, never, no chance, none. I'll be in bridge with me great grandson. And I ain't got two more lines, but the race just done.
Indigenous southerner, so when I go out, a bird knows what's in front of her. I've always been a flash little son of a. Don't say that I know your kind, cause I'm one of her. Only a few round here, that's proud that I live down here. Mate, do I sound clear? Can't tell me Jack like Alice. My first love interest was Crystal Palace. Might go for a meal that's not run of the mill, but then it's straight back to my postcode. Don't like travelling much, I'm not Gulliver. Stay wrong side of the river with a couple of boats and Chevys. Chaps with the comb overs ready. Pubs with the coldest bevies. Keep Brick Lane with your jackets and snapbacks. I'll be down here cracking rackets in past cars.
Don't lie.
Radio presents
Background Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
Trust me, cocoa butter and fairy liquid is doing me a whale. Johanna's got that thing in toast. I went to the yard, yeah, and I just see cocoa butter in the bathroom. But you know, like the industrial size Palmer's tin. You know, like she got name brand cocoa butter.
Oh,
so I'm
snap.
Looking at her like, yo, so you stayed over? Like, no, that's mango, you know. Went in the fridge, I saw jerk chicken, I saw Bayesian sauce. Well, easy, Johanna.
I knew you were coming, so I googled appropriate snacks.
Every Friday.
Background Show with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Sylvester Incorporated. It's just cool like that. I've got my hood stuck on my ponytail, which isn't cool. Like anything.
Don't know.
Let's talk.
Let's chat some shit.
Yeah, we got more cases. Did you hear the one about the the police threatening drunk drivers with bizarre Nickelback related punishment?
No.
Isn't your tour manager Nickelback's tour manager as well?
Yes.
He is, isn't he?
Yeah.
Do you reckon that's why he's always so grumpy? I'm joking, he's great. He's great to me anyway.
Barters.
Men like barters. Anyway, police in Canada have taken an unusual approach to tackling drink driving this Christmas by threatening any potential offenders with a bizarre Nickelback punishment. The unfashionable their words, not mine. The unfashionable Canadian rock band, famous for hits such as How You Remind Me, Rockstar and Photograph, I've only heard one of those, are being used. Actually, I've heard Rockstar.
You know Rockstar.
Rockstar's a big tune.
A real rock star.
Yeah.
Bathroom, I could play baseball in.
Maybe.
Yeah, come on, guys.
It sounds like the right melody.
That is the song.
Real rock star.
Yeah.
That one.
Hey, I wanna be a rock star.
That's it.
I know.
Perfect rendition. I've taken Elton John, you've taken
this
on Nickelback.
This is how you remind me of what I really am. Yes, how
that's from Spider-Man, isn't it?
It's not like the you to say sorry.
That's Justin Bieber, isn't it?
Sorry.
Yeah.
This time I'm forsaken. Never known until my heart was breaking. Yeah,
yeah, I remember that bit. That remember, yeah.
Been down to the bottom of every bottom. Five words in my ear screaming out, where'd I go, yeah.
Don't act like you don't know the words.
You know, you know when you realise you know too many words of the song. She stuck out
screaming out. You co-wrote that song.
We're having fun. I can't remember where it is.
It's a good tune.
A big tune.
Well, Kensington Police in Canada have warned that anyone caught driving when under the influence of alcohol will be forced to listen to the band's third album, Silver Side Up, on the way to prison. In a Facebook post, the force said officers will be out for the remainder of the year looking for those dumb enough to feel that they can drink and drive. And when we catch you, we will catch you. On top of a hefty fine, a criminal charge and a driving suspension, we'll also provide you with a bonus gift of playing the officer's copy of Nickelback in the cruiser on the way to jail, they added. Notice how the office only has one copy.
Yeah, no.
That was definitely bought on the office's budget. Not one police officer paid for that. Now, no need to thank us. We figure if you are foolish enough to get behind the wheel after drinking, then a little Chad Kruger and the boys... Is it Kruger or Kroger? Kroeger? Whatever. And his boys is the perfect gift for you. So please, let's not ruin a perfectly good unopened copy of Nick... Oh, it's unopened. That explains everything. Would you rather take the prison term or the... Well, it's not even a choice. You have to have both.
Yeah.
But a lot of people will be screaming, just take me to prison. Give me life instead of those 5 days.
Death penalty now at the side of the road.
Don't even take me away to do it. Bullet to the head. Just do it. Just tell my parents.
Why are Nickelback so like
reviled?
Yeah,
I've no idea.
I think it's one of those like super bait mainstream bands that I.
Do you think they're up in there in the because a lot of people proclaim their hate for Coldplay.
Yeah.
I think the most openly hated bands in the world must be Coldplay, and Nickelback.
U2.
And U2.
And U2.
Yeah.
But it's two.
Yeah, I think those three would be the most publicly hated bands.
But then also, you know what almost as strongly publicly liked as well.
That's the thing, they are the biggest bands in the world.
Do you know what band I hate?
Go on.
Elastic.
Fuck's sake.
I hate all things banned.
Wait.
Ooh.
Because we're the law.
Contra.
Contraband. What do you think that's fair punishment? Do you think the punishment fits the crime in these cases?
No, because at least if you're...
No, because they're going to jail already.
Oh, yeah, drink driving. I think it's a pretty heinous crime.
To know if you're drink driving, the worst you can do is kill someone, right?
Exactly.
Is that really worth listening to the Nickelback album?
I mean, I don't know.
This is true. It's a very good deterrent. I think crime probably dropped like instantly to almost nothing.
Well, they've yet to open the CD.
That's true. That's very true. So that's a good gauge as to
that
how...
That means that no one's drunk driving then.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's even driving. I reckon the road, just in case they had like drink 6 years ago that's still in their system.
Everyone's just at home stone cold sober.
Just waiting.
So scared.
Like, yeah, like people are just sitting with like just it on tenterhooks by the window waiting to hear a car drive past so they can look out the window and go, don't do it, man. Don't fucking do it, man. And they're just waving Nickelback albums at them at the window going, look, this is what you could be listening to.
People are just crashing all over the place when they see the album. They're like, oh! Swerving into gardens and
it's
shit.
It's causing more accidents than drink driving. The
Everyone's
threat
bare,
of having to listen to Nickelback.
Sketchy on the roads, like, driving.
So, because imagine they would have, this is quite a big initiative, right? It seems like it's quite pioneering, yeah? This initiative.
Yeah.
It probably went out on the radio, didn't it? So when on the radio, they're saying, you might have to listen to Nickelback. People are probably shitting themselves thinking, oh my God, they're going to play a snippet of Nickelback.
Yeah.
Just to remind me of how bad it could be.
Wait.
Yeah, you see what I did there. That's the biggest one.
Weighing today, isn't there?
That's nice and subtle, that
weighing
one.
Is just my way of like when I can't think of anything to say, so I just go wee. So now you know if you hear me going wee, it's because I'm thinking of something to say.
So we're all in agreement that the punishment massively outweighs the crime.
Yeah.
Wee.
Yeah.
Outweigh. Only you could outweigh someone, Harley.
Jeez.
Is he calling fat?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, I mean outweigh.
I know.
Like whey for the longest. Whey. That's going to be the new challenge.
No, because I drink so much whey protein.
Mm.
Like, more than anyone.
On your way
to the Waitrose.
That was quick.
It's because I'm saying middle class. It's already in my
Exactly. Because I was going to say Safeway, which is both old school, quite road Safeway.
But I went straight to Waitrose.
You went to Waitrose, so middle class,
innit?
I bet you're thinking about Waitrose now, innit?
I am now.
I've had one really good thing from Waitrose one time. It was chicken and asparagus lasagna.
Oh, yo, annoying. I shit you not, I go into Waitrose and I look at the stuff and, you know, even just like the packet designs, just I just don't like it, man. I just do not like, I have an anxiety attack every time I'm in Waitrose.
You know, that reminds me.
It's horrible, man. It's so like...
Recent Waitrose reminds me of Julia Roberts in that scene of Pretty Woman when she goes into the high-end fashion store the first time.
Yeah.
And everybody's just going, how much is this? And oh, it's very expensive, that lasagna.
Yeah, how expensive?
It's like, that's £4.65
for that orange.
And then Reese goes back to his suite. Now you go back to your high class suite in a hotel in the Ritz, where Richard Gere is waiting.
He's just chilling in there.
And you break down in tears. And you're like, I went into Waitrose today. And they looked at me like I didn't belong there. And he's like, where? And he marches you back to Waitrose and he buys you that lasagna. In fact, he gives you he makes you pay for the lasagna.
I don't like Waitrose. Not at all.
I love it, to be fair, when I can afford it. It's a treat.
Do you know what really angers me? Do you know, like, all the different coloured juices that come in
bottles? You know so much about Waitrose. You've been in there, more than me,
fam. There's one next to my agency.
It's all that window shopping he does. That's what it is.
No, there's one next to my agency and I hate it, man. I hate it so much.
You're always in there just thinking of new things to hate on.
Yeah, literally, I am that guy.
Fucking...
Just beefing my way, just mumbling to myself, like Subo. You know when she got caught shouting at the cheese in Tesco?
No.
You know, Susan Boyle once got found shouting at cheese in Tesco,
Who's Subo?
Susan Boyle.
Oh, right.
Is that actually true? That's fact?
Yeah, that was in the paper once, yeah.
Amazing.
I don't know how fact it is. It was in, like, The Mirror or The Sun or something like that, so...
Yeah, 100% then.
But, so she was probably just walking in a shop.
She's probably on a hands-free kit.
No, I think she got... Didn't she get, like, sectioned for a bit?
Oh, right, then it's definitely not funny. She actually has had mental health issues.
Oh, I think so.
Susan Boyle?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Crazy.
No pun intended.
No pun intended at all. Moving on swiftly.
Moving on swiftly.
Way swiftly. Should we get into some more legal issues? We should, because that's what we come to work for.
Yes.
Keep getting them in if you've got time. If you can type fast. We're going to be here till 6. So email us, inc@fubarradio.com, or tweet to us, @fubarradio.
Just doing it all yourself, cuz.
I know. No time to delegate.
I do like a Wednesday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. It's nice, isn't it?
It's a good opportunity. It's the only day we work, so it's a good opportunity to catch up with my colleagues.
Isn't it? We just sit here, chill, chat some shit.
Eating Kit Kat Chunky.
Tea.
Couple bow.
Couple bow.
Double drop, one a quick zegge.
Quick zegge.
We're not going to crack some mead as well, no.
Oh, fuck,
yeah. There's still time for mead.
Yeah, where's the mead at?
Shout out to Natalie King as well. Get me. Big
Bring
listener.
The mead.
Big fan of the show, Natalie King.
Wait, can someone find the mead?
Yeah, that'd be great. Could we find the mead for the last 20 minutes? Yes.
Yes, then
a man in need is a man with
time.
Need.
In the mead time.
We will read out some legal queries.
We'll mead out some legal queries.
If you're in need of help.
Why has it all got all of a sudden gone bare childish?
It's ever since the word butt came out.
Exactly, I was going to say, since Miss Butts was introduced to the show, it's gone a little bit juvenile, hasn't it? Miss Butts.
Oh, shit.
Shit.
All right, Dear Pain and Sylvester, you may have noticed this, but recently Pornhub seems to have developed a fetish for marital incest videos.
Right, I'm going
to
stop you there. He starts off really formal and sweet. Yeah. Dear Payne and Sylvester, you know Pornhub, yeah? It's got incest on it. I don't know if you've noticed.
Fetish for marital incest videos. Stepmum fucks stepson. Daughter fucks stepdad. Son boot khakis on dad's girlfriend, etc, etc.
Hmm. It's not really incest.
Marital incest, I guess. If that's a phrase.
It sounds like a bit of an oxymoron.
Yeah, it does a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's fine if the stepmom wants to bang a stepson. It's a bit.
Yeah, they're not related by blood.
I know.
No, there's a film where the stepbrother and step... what's it called? Cruel Intentions?
Yeah. Yeah, they are...
Stepbrother and stepsister, aren't
they?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Say you had a stepsister, yeah. Right? What's like the cutoff point? Say obviously. No, I'm saying
where's
obviously.
This going?
I don't know really. What's but imagine. So say point? Like
usually April the 1st, isn't it?
No, I'm not even gonna say.
No, no, go on.
Right,
go
so
on.
say your mum or dad got a new partner now,
yeah.
And they had a daughter, so they are kind of your stepsister. Would you ever consider?
Yeah, 100%. If she was a painting, I'd...
Wait. Could you repeat that, please?
So say now,
yeah.
Either your mum or dad...
remarried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And had a daughter.
What do you mean, had a daughter?
If they had a daughter.
No.
No,
but all right, so her new partner originally already had a daughter.
Yeah,
my
yeah.
mum hadn't conceived this daughter no, with yeah, them.
No, yeah. No.
Yo, did you think I said?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, if she's a bending. No, I'm saying if their partner already from a previous relationship has a daughter.
I'll move to that.
You're going to move to it?
Yeah. Do you know why? Just to piss off my mum's new partner.
Yeah.
What, you get me? A G, though?
Sorry. You know what I mean? Like...
All right.
Yeah.
Or
you chirped my mum. Do you know what I mean? You chirped my mum. It's only right.
So did your dad.
So did your dad. You're going to bad him up as well.
What do you mean?
He chirped your mum back in the day.
Yeah, exactly. But he's my dad. I was the direct result of that. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? My mum marrying a new guy. I don't know this guy. Do you know what I mean? I've got no loyalty to this Don. Look who's ringing me.
Your dad.
How weird is that?
Mum.
My mum is actually ringing me right now. It's like she knows.
She's
like, fuck, there's something you need to know, son.
Just before.
I should put her on loudspeaker. She's like, your dad's not your real dad.
All right, okay. So all that shit, blah, blah, blah. As a man who has many step relatives, is it weird for me to watch these videos? I understand that the titles are purely fictional, but the videos are tip-top. If my family catch me watching these and kick me out of the house,
sorry.
Will you represent me?
Yeah, because it's marital.
incest, whatever the fuck that is. It's basically, it's not incest. Also, so yeah, you're just watching porn.
And also, he's saying I've got many step relatives.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he's also got a mum, and there's videos of people banging MILFs. You know what I mean? So you don't you don't make it weird.
No, but he, then there's various sort of there are varieties. So there are the MILF ones. That's the first one we think of, isn't it? But then there are stepbrother and stepsister. Then there are
No. I'm saying he thinks it's weird because he's got step relatives. So is watching it weird because I've got step relatives?
Right.
So I'm saying if he watched a video of some guy banging a MILF, would that make it weird because he's got a mum as well? You know what I mean? And that MILF is a mum. So do you know what I mean?
It's the same, but it's different
because it's your own mum.
Yeah, exactly. That's disgusting.
No, you're missing the point.
Maybe if
you're
if it was his stepmom, then it would be a bit more like
acceptable, relatable.
Yeah, relatable. Yeah.
No, you missed the point. Right. That's not what I meant. I can't be able to explain it.
All right. Okay.
I think you're well within your rights to watch that type of porn. Yeah. I don't think that there's anything. It's quite, you know, it's a fantasy for some people. We used to. I've got a friend. I'm not going to say his name. I nearly did. I've got a friend who had a stepsister when we were growing up, and they were the same age, and we were always like, you know you are, man. You are, aren't you? And he was like, no, man, no. And he never was. Fair play to him. He never was.
What?
But she was a spice.
Really?
Yeah, she was an absolute spice. And they I don't know if they'd known each other that long before puberty.
Oh, that's weird.
It is. Super weird. But then so is this whole concept, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, we would represent you if that's all you want to know.
Did I see the mead flying to the
I did get a message from Natalie. Shout out to Natalie, our biggest listener. She said, I'm not joking, don't touch my fucking mead.
Don't touch my
fucking mead. Three exclamation marks. And then directly after, my mum rang. So maybe she's told my mum. My mum was warning me.
I thought it was our mead. Like, all of our mead.
Well, Natalie bought it.
Well, we'll give her some fucking pee then.
We'd have to give her gold coins. Because I think that's the only way you can pay
for mead. We'll give her a bit of money. Natalie, we'll give you some money next week.
We'll give you a steed. A steed for your mead.
Yeah.
We'll trade
you. We'll give
you
a noble knight.
We'll give you a knight. There you go. We'll give you a knight.
Next week, if we're allowed some mead.
Yeah. What we're going to do now, Nat, is we're going to drink the mead anyway, and you just let us know whether that's cool or not.
And next week.
Yeah, we'll read the message after we've drank the mead.
We're just going to have like a couple glasses of mead. It's
totally.
I don't even get any mead.
Reese didn't get any mead.
Can we get the mead in here, please?
Do you know what? No one wants to be an accomplice.
I'll go and get it.
All right, Harley's going to go and get the mead. Let's play a song in the meantime, yeah?
The mead time.
Fubo Radio, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. Drink your mead.
I read Fubar Radio presents
Good Team on Paper.
Is there anyone that you actually think, oh, they make a good captain for England? In my lifetime, there's been Brian Robson, Tony Adams, I think Gary Lineker was captain for a while, Alan Shearer. Yeah, people who gave everything on the pitch. I don't know we've got anyone that does
what
that.
What does that mean, giving everything on the pitch? Do you have to turn up with extra stuff to gain points?
Gary Lineker shat himself. Gary Lineker.
Allegedly.
No, actually. Wearing an England shirt, shat himself, and he didn't leave the pitch. He just sat down and wiped his arse on the grass.
Like a dog.
That is the kind of man I want leading our international team.
Every Tuesday.
Good Team on Paper.
From 9 PM on FUBAR Radio.
That was funny.
Shat on a pitch.
I remember when I first heard that story, or saw that story, and since then, every single time Gary Lineker tweets, I look at his replies. Yeah. And the first few replies will always be, it doesn't matter what he's talking about. He was talking, I think he, if, say for instance, he said, when Nelson Mandela died, you know.
Shut on Nelson. And Paul Scholes is the best midfielder.
Shut on Paul Scholes.
So he had to go. Funny. I can't remember if it was in an interview or a tweet, and he was like, can everyone please stop tweeting shut on a pitch? Like, it's not funny. you've made it worse for yourself,
Gaz. That's exactly what it is, though. How can you say something like that isn't funny?
It's joke.
This is purely funny. It's like, that's the only thing it actually is funny.
Yeah. Isn't it?
You shat yourself, mate, on the pitch.
Is that when Paul Scholes' little willy came out?
What,
that,
same match?
No.
That stadium must be cursed or something.
No, it wasn't the same match. But,
yeah, because they wouldn't have been.
But, yeah, and then that went round. Like, he's not going to live that down either.
Never. Well, then again, I didn't even know it until just now.
Did you not?
Yeah.
There's like a photo of him, and he's like slid in. He's got his letting his shorts, and his boxes have come right up.
Amazing.
And exposed. A little Paul.
Well, he should, if he ever wants like a super injunction or something, or those images removed from the internet, he should get in contact. So should you, inc@fubarradio.com, or tweet to us
@fubarradio.
And we probably won't have time to read them this week, seeing as we've only got 9 minutes left until the lovely Hannah Whitten joins you from 6 till 8. But we will get through a couple more.
Whilst we drink some mead.
Whilst we drink some mead. Cheers, Nat.
Cheers, Nat.
Thank you, Natalie.
And I'm never going to snitch on Harley for opening it.
Or Abby for drinking it.
Oh, my dang.
Oh, she's outside.
But that the thing is, though, that we're fine. Natalie's not going to tell us off. She's going to tell off Abby.
Well, did Abby drink some?
No, she
she didn't.
No, she didn't drink any.
Not on camera, anyway.
No.
Cheers, Nat.
Cheers, Nat.
Bless Nat! There you go. Thanks for that. Anyway.
All right, I'll read that this last thing.
Uh-huh, because we've only got a few minutes left.
Hey, guys. Hey. I've been dating a girl for 3 months now, but recently my arsehole has been causing me grief.
How do these relate?
I think that they'll add up. Hold on. I fear I may have piles. I have a complete phobia of doctors and hospital surgeries. Is it acceptable for me to ask the girl to have inspect?
What? To inspect his arsehole?
To have an inspect of my arsehole, I presume.
Well, it's acceptable to ask. I don't know what the reaction would be.
Yeah, like socially, I don't know. But.
Well, these things kind of transcend social norms, don't they?
Yeah.
If you want someone to look at your asshole, yeah, I suppose socially the norm would be to ask someone from the medical profession. Yeah. With a medical profession, preferably. What is Natalie messaged?
She's so angry. Nat, why are you so pissed off?
Natty's vexed. She's joking.
I don't think she is joking.
She is. Of course she is.
She texts you as well.
Do you know?
No way. Oh, shit.
I'll give you owe me £12.
Fucking hell.
Isn't it?
And well, technically, it's three each.
Yeah. Four
each. That's what I said.
Well, three each because, like,
she has... Because Abby had some as well, so...
No. three each because of, she has to have a share, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
I'm serious. I'm really pissed off now, and I'll be bollocking Abby and Jacob
Jacob.
What, another one of these war
because
crimes.
I told them not to give it to you. They didn't give it.
Do you know what the problem is?
All right, I'm not even going to lie. They didn't even give it to us. I went and got it.
I'll tell you what, Natalie.
Do you know what it is? She's got a new bomber jacket on.
That's what I was going to say.
She's got a new bomber jacket on, and she's getting sassy.
No, that's what it is. She takes me in, she's got new shoes and a new bomber jacket.
Mate, that's why.
Extra sass.
Extra, what is it about
chili
these
sass.
Fucking...
Chili sass and salad.
Bomber jackets that sass makes her so...
Watch. Sasquatch.
Fucking hell.
Natalie, take off the bomber jacket.
Take off... It's... Breathe.
And then holler back.
It's like the Black Spider-Man suit. Telling you.
Oh,
different person.
She is.
I can't believe Abby and Jacob are getting the P45. For a glass of mead.
For a glass of mead, you know.
Over an archaic drink.
And 12 quid.
Oh, we've been cancelled.
She never comes to work ever again.
We never come to work ever again. Next week, Hannah Witten's show is going to be 4 hours long.
No, it's just going to be Nat on her ones. Just drinking.
Nat and her bomber jacket.
Yeah. Slagging us off.
Slagging us off. Fuck's sake. Fuck's sake.
We love you, Nat.
Yeah, we do love
you.
We
do. Nat. And that's why we wanted to kind of drink the mead.
She said, not your bloody drink, is it?
It is kind of our drink, though, isn't it, Nat?
It's our drink. It's all about our drink.
Exactly. It's not like one person just necked the whole bottle.
Yeah, well, you're gonna sit at home and drink the whole bottle of mead on your ones.
In it. You better not touch my pot noodles, though.
In it.
That's a good point.
She said, take next week off, guys. I'm not here next week anyway, so.
Yeah, fuck around and I actually will take next week off.
Yeah,
it's here in writing.
Isn't it? You have permission now.
Yeah, absolutely. Nat, we're sorry. We didn't know you felt that way. I can't believe this has been the end of this week's show. Us apologising to Natalie over mead. Which was all of our it was an idea conceived by all of us.
Yeah. And cause she's I'll give you £12 if you want £12, Nat.
This mead is bigger than us, Nat. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than me.
It's bigger than your fucking bomber jacket.
It's bigger than your bomber jacket, isn't it? It's bigger than £12. Yeah? So, just reflect on that. And I'll see you on Friday, Nat.
Just remember.
With £3.
Yeah, I'm going to leave £3 here.
Yeah, I will as well.
I'm going to shine the coins and everything.
Yeah.
Wait, does that mean we have to take the whole bottle?
That means that we have to drink
it. That is a bloody good point. You can't have your mead and drink it.
Isn't it? Exactly. We'll leave you a quarter of the bottle.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're all going to put in £3. So you are reimbursed £9 and we're going to leave you a quarter of the bottle.
Quarter of the bottle left.
And that's fair.
And then you can take home and drink it with your bomber jacket.
I bet she's going to just be pouring it over the jacket. Because she'd be like, I'm not an idiot. I know bomber jackets can't drink. She's just pouring the meat. You know, in films when they're just spraying up the place with petrol, that's what she's saying. Yeah. This mead.
Is it growing on you yet, Rhys?
Yeah, it is.
It is now, isn't it? It's just because you're a spiteful bastard. I'm only joking. Nah, we're going to wrap up the show now. We'll get into one more song now while we grovel to Natalie King, who is the big boss lady whose mead who's just sacked us on air. We love you all. We might see you next Wednesday. We might not.
I proper love this blue check shirt that I'm wearing. Me, I don't wear shades even when the sun's glaring. Wind the window down, less of Mary. Too much hot air that they're blaring. They're 10 years deep, next year what a pairing. He done well while Romeo. The come down off the weekend took a whole week. It's a long way out because the whole thing. Make noise, go wake up the whole street. Keep looking, optimism is there somewhere. If you try hard to find it, look for the ladder and then start to climb it. Mark a pen and then underline it. Life don't let anyone else define it. Footsteps on the paving slab. Had a night out, out raving mad. First drinks are on me because you paid the cab. Then I'll be on my toes, I can't stay to chat. For favours, I gotta make for that. Guess what you like, it is paid in cash. Praise the way that they played the game. And they paved the way and they placed the track. Rave. We had a take pack for that. Work hard, go hard, go break your back. Life, a big
deal, go make it that. Get somewhere that you don't want to come back from. Have a tote, go steady though, that's strong. Don't talk bad, cause we all know that's long. Tell them what's right when they say that's wrong. Tell them that you couldn't care less. I learned those who got far always give it their best. Know a man who made dough, still he isn't there yet. On top, all blessed. But they're still sitting there stressed. Lost what it was that you hoped to find. Open mouth and an open mind. Had no plan and no design. Ignored it when you saw the sign.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.